Hallelujah. Why don't you turn with me to Luke chapter 13 for, we'll just be just a moment, because we want to participate in what Pastor Jim is talking about. We want to read of an account of a church service that Jesus was involved in. And these are the church services that we're becoming accustomed to, and we're learning how to take it to the next level. In fact, in just a few moments, you're going to get to participate in something that Jesus introduced. But we've been talking about the kingdom of God. And the reason why that we're walking up here today, if you're going to participate in these prayer cloths, is an understanding of how things work in the kingdom. Now, Luke 13 says this, verse 11. And behold, there was a woman, well, verse 10 says, and he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had an infirmity, a spirit of infirmity. Everybody say 18 years. That's too long, isn't it? That's a long, long, long time. And was bowed together. Just think, she was so bent over. She was bowed together in half and could in no wise lift herself. Could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, and said to the people, you hear religion? There are 6 days which man ought to work, and in them therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. And the Lord answered him and said, Well, I know you're mixed up in your doctrine. Real gentle. I'm sorry that you don't understand what the Holy Spirit's trying to do here. What did he say? Thou hypocrite, doth not each one of you on the Sabbath day loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to be watered? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, lo, these 18 years be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? And when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed. The room was full of religious mindset. And all the people rejoiced for the glorious things which were done by him. Then said he, now here's where we continue to talk about the kingdom. Unto what is the kingdom of God like? And whereunto shall we resemble it? See, he just begins to talk about the simplest of things. It's like a grain of mustard seed which a man took and cast into the garden. Now, what he's really about to tell them is this. What you've just seen is the kingdom of God. That's what you've seen. And don't be amazed at it. But let me tell you how I did what I just did. And when I'm glorified and you're all come together as one, as a body of Christ, you're going to do these same works. But this is how it's going to work. It's going to work like this. It's going to resemble this. It's like a grain of mustard seed which a man took and cast into his garden, and it grew. Now over in Mark 4 it says it's the smallest of all seed. And it waxed a great tree, and the fowl of the air lodged in the branches of it. He continued to talk about the kingdom. And again he said, Whereunto shall I liken the kingdom of God? It is like leaven which a woman took and hid 3 measures of meal till the whole was leavened. So this, when he says that this woman took leaven, he's talking about yeast, when you put yeast in rolls or whatever you're baking, and it causes it to rise. It actually takes over the whole, whatever you're putting that in. And Jesus said it's like this grain of mustard seed. It's least of all. But if you place it in the ground, and over in Mark 4, he says, if you place that seed, now he's talking about the Word of God. This is how the kingdom of God works. And over there he talks about You don't even know, Jim talks about with the analytical mind, you don't even know how this works. You just know it works. We're seeing something. We're seeing God say, look, I'm wanting to take you to the next dimension. I'm wanting to take you to a place, but I'm asking you to believe me like you've never believed me before. Let the word of God come to a place. And when he said this leaven, that it will leaven, he says, he actually mentions here 3 measures of meal till the whole be leavened. You know, he's got a plan for you, spirit, soul, and body. Every dimension in your life, he wants to leaven to the place where you get to the place where you say, look, if Jesus did it, I can do it. If Jesus did it, it's for me. If Jesus did it, this is how it works. Well, I can't do that. No, but listen, if you don't stop, and if you keep getting leavened, something is going to continue to rise. Something is going to continue to grow until it not only comes, not only will it be in your spirit, it will begin to ooze. Everybody say ooze. It'll ooze from your spirit. It'll leaven. That leaven starts, the leaven will start in your spirit, and it will ooze into your soul. It'll leaven your soul. And then it'll leaven all the things in the natural realm. And listen, we're only just a... How many believe we're really close to this thing? Because what we're hearing is, we're hearing more of the Word of God than we've ever heard before about taking that place in the Spirit and moving it into the natural. Now, how does that apply to our finances? Well, I don't know. No, Jim said the other day, we get up here and preach a little bit and say, oh, we're taking up an offering. It affects in every way, in every dimension. But this morning, you're in one of those church services like Jesus was in. You're conducting it. You get to bring your faith up here, and I'm not talking about your faith and planting a seed and along that lines. I'm talking about just participating and saying, Lord, we're giving this morning not to plant a seed to meet a need. That's not what we're doing. We're participating in the kingdom of God. We know that everything that we're asking you for, if we just stay on the path and just keep letting ourselves be leavened, that it's going to come to pass no matter what. Oh, and by the way, out of the gratefulness of my heart, out of just being a son or a daughter of God, I'd like to bless. I'd like to make sure others get leavened in the future. Amen? So why don't you prepare your hearts this morning, or prepare your gift today.